local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, you made it to Friday. Glad to have you along. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way. First, we'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, eastbound I-10 between Rangeline and 90, they've got that accident moved out of the roadway. Also, I've got one now in Water and Beauregard in the middle of the roadway, but wreckers are on the scene, clearing it up now. A good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway, and light traffic so far as coming in from the Eastern Shore. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery, available 24 hours a day at pitsandsons.com. And I'm Kane on the way in with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with just isolated thunderstorms. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, Celeste, why so sad?
Well, I have a problem. I need my car serviced, but I can't afford to take it to the dealership because they're so expensive.
Honey, you need to take your car to Classic Cars. That's where I take mine. Their prices are much less than the big dealers.
You mean Keith Kingan's Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road?
Yep, that's the one.
I thought they only service the cars they sell.
No, silly, they're open to the public. I've been taking my car there for years. They work on everything, cars, trucks, SUVs. No matter what you drive, they can service it. They're great people to deal with, and they do a great job. Save me money, and most importantly, I trust them. And you can too.
Well, I do need my oil changed. I have a check engine light on. My AC is not cooling, and I think I need new brakes.
That's not a problem. The guys at Classic Cars are pros. They can take care of it all.
Lauren, hand me my phone.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Classic Cars right now to set up an appointment to have my car serviced.
That's a great idea. You'll be glad you did. Hey, with the money you save, you can buy that new pair of shoes you've been wanting.
Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-66.
All right, 709 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with our traffic. And of course, you text line is open at 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, the website open for the three big things, top stories today. A couple of them that we'll be talking about, and specifically with one of the players in it. Judge dismisses a lawsuit by Attorney General Marshall's challenger. That would be Troy King. We'll get into that. Plus, as Kelly said earlier, Attorney General Steve Marshall joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk with him right here on Mobile Mornings. Also, President Trump says the relationship with Theresa May is strong. Very, very strong. Wow. After what came out in The Sun, we'll get into that in just a little bit. Also, yesterday, like I said, a pox on all their houses, at least was my reaction. Shouting insults as FBI agent faces angry Republicans, of course, in the Strzok hearing yesterday. But I got to tell you, Republicans angry. And in some cases, people would say for good measure. But also Democrats asking or speaking for Strzok yesterday, saying, this is what you would say. He's sitting right there. Let the man. And then Strzok acting like he yesterday, I think, was not a pretty moment for our representative republic. But we'll talk about that and get your opinion coming up after 8 o'clock. And then, Dalton, you know, I saw this. I hate this because I know we do the top three things in the morning. But if we could ever have like a postscript or an extra headline here, wild hogs threaten Bessemer subdivision.
Oh, no.
From the folks over at ALNewsWire.com. Wild hogs threaten Bessemer subdivision. I really think that should be the lead in every newscast.
Yeah, I'm jealous. All we have are foxes.
Right, we
but
got
I have
foxes.
A story about Bessemer.
Do you have wild hogs in it?
You're going to have to wait and see, sir.
All right, so that's coming up, and we're going to do that right now.
Yeah,
we'll get headlines with Kelly Finley.
No. No, I would not want to hear that sound at any time of the day. That's how they sound. You've seen one in real life?
more than once. Real life, on my grill.
Ooh,
yeah.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get you to some serious news, and then we're going to talk about Bessemer. 46-year-old Jeffrey Melton Morris, an Alabama constable, was arrested on Wednesday. He's accused of impersonating a police officer and illegally imprisoning a person, all within the same day. According to court records, Morris, a constable in the Tanner Williams area of the city of Mobile, was also charged with domestic violence in August of 2017. Those charges, though, were dropped in January of 2018. So Morris pulled a driver over and then officers arrived and arrested him. Alabama constables legally do have the power to make an arrest. Let's head to Bessemer right now. Not for that. This is a continuation of the last story I told you about before we went to break. If you love roller coasters and you want to be named a winner by saving lives, mm-hmm. it's time for you to hit the road and head to Bessemer, Alabama. Alabama Adventure is inviting you to Alabama Splash Adventure to ride the Rampage roller coaster for up to 8 hours. The park is teaming up with the Alabama Organ Center to host Coaster-thon on Friday the 13th.
Coaster-thon.
The event will raise money and awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donations. So the ride will take you up a 120-foot hill and drop you 102 feet, going 56 miles per hour. Riders who last the 8 hours will be awarded a free day in the park. And those who raise the most funds will win special prizes. First 24 riders who raise $100 will win a ride on the park's world-class wooden roller coaster, the Rampage. You must be at least 48 inches tall and sign a release. If you're under the age of 18, you must bring your parent or guardian with you. I'm not sure if they have to ride with you, but this is a story I can appreciate from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck with that. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, and it's also, like you said, Friday the 13th today in the online opinion poll question all about you. It's Friday the 13th, so are you superstitious? You can let us know when you vote. I don't think it's bad luck. If it's not bad luck, then you can go vote online, front page of FMTalk1065.com.
You know, I see a black cat every morning. I come into work, yeah. And I think of Janet Jackson, Black Cat song. I don't look at it as a bad thing.
Okay,
and I look at it into 5, 6, 7.
And I think of the Irish, the Gaelic people mm-hmm. who see black cats as a sign of good luck.
Finley now, so I can really appreciate that.
So there you go. So it's a sign of good luck.
Yes.
Hold on. Let me throw some salt over my shoulder, and we'll be right back.
Mobile needs a tough conservative judge to keep our family safe, and the choice is clear. Conservative Harry Satterwhite has been a member of the Republican Executive Committee for almost 2 decades. He's a local ball coach and has been a conservative lawyer in Mobile for the last 25 years. Harry's opponent, Brandi Hambright, spent her career working for criminals. As a criminal defense lawyer and member of the Criminal Defense Bar for the last 18 years, Hambright has been working to put criminals back on the streets. Harry Satterwhite is not working for the criminals. In fact, Satterwhite has never made a living representing criminals. Harry Satterwhite is a pro-life, Second Amendment, tough-on-crime conservative. On July 17th, vote for the candidate who is not working for the criminals. Vote conservative, Harry Satterwhite, for circuit judge.
Paid for by Satterwhite for Judge, 1325 Dolphin Street, Mobile, 36604.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The federal government is now investigating a chemical leak that has plagued one Mobile County city for nearly a decade. Pritchard City Councilman Lorenzo Martin says soil contaminated with mercaptan was buried years ago, not cleaned up. At 10:30 this morning, the Department of Housing and Urban Development is expected to announce an investigation into the leak, looking into whether it's a violation of the Fair Housing Act. The body of a young mother missing since February is discovered in a cargo trailer in Pensacola. Cassandra Robinson was last seen leaving her daughter's birthday party. Her body was found near the intersection of 65th Avenue and Fairfield Drive. Police confirm they have a suspect in jail on unrelated charges. That suspect has not been identified. Mobile police confirmed 23-year-old Ronnie Anderson is charged in a shooting Wednesday night. Two people were wounded in that shooting on Thompson Drive. Anderson is facing 2 counts of assault and firing a gun into an occupied building or vehicle. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
Probate judges do a lot more than just sell car tags. They preside over 1,500 hearings a year.
I'm Alan Lipscomb, candidate for probate judge of Baldwin County. Not only am I an experienced probate attorney, I'm an experienced business owner. Just last year, more than $40 million went through my accounts, and I'm responsible for every penny. I'm probate attorney Alan Lipscomb, humbly asking for your vote for Baldwin County probate judge. I don't sue people for a living. I help them.
Paid for by committee to elect Alan Lipscomb, P.O. Box 471, Fairhope, Alabama. A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump, and now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367. Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Good morning, 718 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Big news for fans of the Paul Feinbaum Show right here on FM Talk 106.5 weekdays at 2 p.m. And it'll stay that way because USA Today's Sports reported yesterday Feinbaum signing a new contract with ESPN and the SEC Network. New deal expected to be announced by ESPN today. His show has been on ESPN since 2014. At Wimbledon, Serena Williams defeated Germany's Julia Georges in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-4 in the Wimbledon semifinals on Thursday. After winning, Serena spoke about being in the finals less than 1 year after giving birth.
Yeah, it was tough. And there was a time where I could barely walk to my mailbox. So I was saying that, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, she should be in the final, but for me, it's like it's such a pleasure and a joy because, less than a year ago, I was going through so much stuff.
And for the second time in 3 years, Williams will face Angelique Kerber for the title. In yesterday's other semifinal match, the number 11 seed Kerber beat number 12 seed Jelena Ostapenko 6-3 and 6-3. Kerber lost to Williams in Wimbledon's 2016 final, and they'll play tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for the title. This morning, the men will play the semifinals to see who moves into Sunday's finals. Just about 19 minutes ago, number 8 seed Kevin Anderson faced off against the only American left standing, number 9 seed John Isner. And then at 9 o'clock this morning, number 2 seed Rafael Nadal will take on number 12 seed Novak Djokovic. The Mobile Bay Bears lost last night's series opener to the Jackson Generals 8-7. The game went back and forth until Jackson got the winning run on a walk-off RBI single from the Generals' Jose Venezia. Tonight, the Bay Bears will look to get even in the second game of the away series. First pitch set for 6:05. 7:20 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5.
President Donald Trump.
I'm looking for judges, people that will respect the Constitution.
Judges like Alabama's conservative Judge Sarah Stewart.
I'm Judge Sarah Stewart. I think it matters who serves on the Supreme Court.
Like President Trump, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will uphold the Constitution. That's why she's running for the Alabama Supreme Court. More than 25 years of legal experience and over a decade on the bench, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart will protect our Second Amendment gun rights, defend the life of the unborn, and guard our nation against evildoers who threaten our way of life. Honest, fair, experienced, conservative Judge Sarah Stewart is uniquely qualified to sit on Alabama's Supreme Court. Judge Sarah Stewart will ensure swift, firm, and fair justice. On July 17th, vote conservative Judge Sarah Stewart to the Alabama Supreme Court. Paid for by Judge Sarah Stewart, Alabama Supreme Court, 2029B Airport Boulevard, number 206, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
Attorney General Steve Marshall is fighting alongside President Trump. A Christian conservative, Steve Marshall will uphold our values. Steve Marshall is pro-life and protected a pregnancy center's right to free speech. A defender of gun rights, Steve Marshall is endorsed by the NRA. And Steve Marshall fought to stop sanctuary cities and end illegal immigration. Here's Steve Marshall and President Trump, our conservative fighters.
I'm a Christian conservative driven by my faith.
May God bless our glorious nation.
I'm pro-life and will protect the unborn.
Every child is a precious gift from God.
I will always defend our gun rights.
I will protect our Second Amendment.
I will crack down on sanctuary cities.
We will end the sanctuary cities.
Republican Steve Marshall, pro-Trump, fighting for Alabama.
paid for by Steve Marshall for Alabama Inc. P.O. Box 3537, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with just isolated thunderstorms. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is George Zogby, candidate for Mobile County District Court Judge. Recently, a man was murdered by a person that was just released from jail on an extremely low bond on a charge of burglary just weeks earlier. This is absurd. As judge, I will set maximum bonds on serious repeat offenders to keep them off the streets of Mobile County. For me to do this, I need you to get out and vote on July 17.
Vote George Zogby, Tuesday, July 17th. Paid for by the committee to elect George Zogby.
D.R. Ross Incorporated offers residential land clearing and commercial demolition services to its customers. Since 2000, they've served Mobile County and beyond, including Mississippi and Florida. Free estimates are available within a 75-mile radius of Mobile. Call D.R. Ross Incorporated at 251-298-4688 for lot clearing, land clearing, demolition, ponds, roads, or sediment and erosion control. D.R. Ross Incorporated looks forward to serving you. 251-298-4688.
This is Charlie Graddick. For more than 20 years, you trusted me to serve as a circuit judge and district attorney in Mobile County. Now, I'm asking you to trust Brandi Hambright. Brandi is a strong conservative, guided by her faith. She has integrity and is ready to serve. Please join me and my family on July 17th and vote Brandi Hambright, Circuit Court Judge.
Paid for by the committee to elect Brandi Hambright, Circuit Court, P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama, 36633.
Good morning, everyone. From the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. A few accidents we've had. Officers have done a good job moving out of the roadway. Pretty quiet start from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Ford if you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. So far, Mobile Police Department are telling us they're clear. The Park Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West. That's I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left with great deals on all their used golf carts from Yamaha, electric or gas. Call 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 Traffic.
724 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along this morning. Heads up, too, you head out to the original Oyster House for dinner tonight over the weekend. Really, any time between now and the end of August, you got your camera, because it's your phone, on your person there. Make sure to snap a picture of sunset at either location. So I'm thinking if you're at the Causeway location, beautiful sunset over the city of Mobile. You got the Delta and the Bay in that shot. And if you're at the Gulf Shores location, a little lagoon framed up in the shot, something. Listen, the artistry is all yours. But what I got to tell you is you can win $50 dinner for two, plus a tote bag full of goodies from the original Oyster House by snapping that sunset picture and posting it up on the Facebook page for the original Oyster House. Just go to facebook.com/originaloysterhouse. And when you post that picture, put the hashtag OOHSunset. OOH Sunset, and you'll be in the running for the grand prize, that dinner for two, up to a $50 value. So snap that picture over the next few sunsets you're there, post it up on the original Oyster House's Facebook page, and hopefully we'll be talking about you in August as the big winner. All right, 7:26, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
You are setting me up with grand slams today. Big winner?
Yes.
I like it. Uh-huh. Thank you. This one, not so much. We've been talking about former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore, who has admitted that, yes, he too was duped by comedic actor Sacha Baron Cohen. And the two of you are familiar with his show and thankfully can fill me in on certain gags. I guess I just remember him in that Mankini.
yes. And I use that image a lot online.
Ugh. And so that's the extent of what I know.
The lime green Mankini.
It's Friday, can you tell? Okay, so in his upcoming Showtime series, Who is America, which is coming out this Sunday night, before that happens, Moore has admitted in the press release that back in February of 2018, I was invited to Washington, D.C. to receive an award for my strong support of Israel in commemoration of her 70th anniversary as a nation. Because Alabama has always been at the forefront of support of Israel, and because I share a strong belief in God as the creator and sustainer of all life, as does Israel, I eventually accepted the invitation. Hey, expenses were paid. And then he goes on to say, I did not know Sasha Cohen or that a Showtime TV series was being planned to embarrass, humiliate, and mock not only Israel, but also religious conservatives such as Sarah Palin, Joe Walsh, and Dick Cheney. He released a long statement, but I took bits and pieces I wanted to share with you, which is this part. I don't need Sasha Cohen to tell me who America is, but I can tell him that America is a proud nation which sprang from humble beginnings and a strong belief in God, virtue, and morality. And as an American, I would never hide my identity and deceive others only to mock and ridicule them, as this Showtime series is designed to do. America is not only about being proud, but about being brave and standing for what we believe. And Dalton, I know we were talking about one of the skits that happen that comes out this Sunday night, and it involves Dick Cheney. He's asked by Cohen in a Borat voice to autograph a jug of water described as a, quote, waterboard kit. And yes, he agrees, and he says, that's a first.
It's going to be intense. Yeah.
Let the tweets begin. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. As I pointed out, too, the two people I know that have not been bested by Sacha Baron Cohen are President Donald Trump, then he was Donald J. Trump, and Gore Vidal, the writer. So those are the two that have not fallen for it. I'll try to get the Trump one up here a little bit, where he was in the interview and he's just like, yeah, we're not doing this. Yeah.
I was going to ask you that. So when people are not duped, are those aired as well?
I think he did the Trump one.
It's aired, yeah. And the Gore Vidal one, he's in. And about the third time, the character asked Gore Vidal about his shampoo, and Gore Vidal says, I'm not Vidal Sassoon. It's a different
I think it really says something about someone who doesn't fall for it. With the number of people who have fallen for Cohen's pranks, for Trump and Vidal to not fall for it, that really says something about them.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The body of a young mother missing since February is discovered in a cargo trailer in Pensacola. Cassandra Robinson was last seen leaving her daughter's birthday party. Her body was found near the intersection of 65th Avenue and Fairfield Drive. Police confirm they have a suspect in jail on unrelated charges. That suspect has not been identified. Highway 31 in Escambia County, Alabama is back open this morning after a train derailment shut down the highway for nearly 24 hours. Six cars went off the track between Atmore and Flomaton. The derailment also created a backup for the rail system, delaying rail shipments throughout the region. The Blue Marlin Grand Championship is underway in Orange Beach. Weigh-ins at the Wharf Marina tonight and Saturday night will feature big marlins, dolphin fish, tuna, and wahoos. And the Navy Blue Angels will fly today in a dress rehearsal for Saturday's Red, White, and Blues air show for Pensacola Beach. Practice begins with civilian acts at noon, followed by the Blues at 2. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG.
Celebrate your independence during the month of July with a Liberty Safe during Mike Ward's Scratch and Dent Truckload Sale, now going on. Save hundreds on slightly blemished Liberty Safes with a lifetime replaceable warranty and a fire or attempted break-in. Best of all, have your Liberty Safe delivered up to 50 miles ground floor at no extra charge. Financing for 12 months at 0% interest is available with approved credit. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt and Mobile. Call 471-1137.
I'm Tucker Dorsey, your Baldwin County Commissioner from District 3. It's a critical time on the Commission, and experience matters now more than ever. I bring the strong, steady leadership that the Commission needs, as well as the business management experience that has allowed Baldwin County to be in the best financial condition ever. Efficient government, smarter growth, and a Baldwin County where we can all be proud to live, work, and raise a family. That's what I stand for, and what I'll continue to work for as your County Commissioner. I'm Tucker Dorsey, and I ask for your vote on July 17.
Paid for by Friends of Tucker Dorsey, Box 455, Silver Hill, Alabama.
Tabloid newspaper The Sun is causing a stir in London. In his remarks, the president criticized Prime Minister Theresa May's plan for leaving the European Union.
I actually told Theresa May how to do it, but she didn't agree with it. She didn't listen to me.
What did she say?
She didn't listen. No, I told her how to do it. That will be up to her to say.
Trump also all but endorsed May's chief political rival, Boris Johnson, who has just resigned from May's cabinet.
Now, the White House is trying to do damage control after this interview dropped last night. They put out a statement saying that the president likes Theresa May very much, that he respects her.
Correspondent Caitlin Collins. The largest wildfire in the U.S. is almost contained at 95%. The Martin Fire in northern Nevada has been burning for a week and has destroyed over 435,000 acres. Officials are offering a $2,000 reward for information about whoever caused the fire. Right now on Wall Street, futures are up. I'm Evan Haining.
My buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators back in studio. Summertime's here and the living's stingy and bitey. I think about my backyard. You got fire ants on the ground, you got mosquitoes in the air, and I need Arrow.
Yeah, you know, I mean, Mobile is the area for definitely for fire ants, and mosquitoes is almost a year-round problem for us.
Oh, you got to tackle something that's, two different critters out there that are kind of ruining our backyards for us. How do you do that?
Well, we'll create a customized plan specifically for your needs, whether it be our fire ant program or a mosquito program that we can put in place for you.
Okay, so the fire ants take over somebody's backyard. Does Arrow have a way to keep them at bay so I can get back out barefooted? Can you get rid of fire ants?
Yes, we can come out and we'll send an evaluator out to take a look at that property and figure out specific areas that we need to treat, and we can take care of the fire ants for you.
All right, so we're going after mosquitoes, we're going after fire ants. How do we get in touch with you?
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
All right, Austin, so I am planning a family party around that information. Get rid of those fire ants, get rid of those mosquitoes.
Absolutely, we've got 100% satisfaction guarantee.
This weekend is the greatest show in sport fishing, the Blue Mountain Grand Championship at the Wharf in Orange Beach. Come see the best teams in the world bring their fish to the Way Dock in pursuit of more than $2 million. It's another great night of family fun at the Wharf, and admission is free. Let the kids get up close and personal with the big fish and in the fighting chair. Visit BlueMarlinGrandChampionship.com and on Facebook and Instagram. We'll see you at the Wharf this weekend for the greatest show in sport fishing, the Blue Mountain Grand Championship.
Hi, I'm Chad Summerlin, group leader of Bama Cary. Police Chief Shane Stringer in House District 102 candidate has our support. As a veteran law enforcement officer, Chief Stringer has always supported the Second Amendment. We have joined Sheriff Sam Cochran and Public Safety Director Jimmy Barber and others in supporting Chief Stringer, the first to propose arming training teachers to protect our children. Tough on crime, a reputation for getting the job done. On Tuesday, July 17th, vote Shane Stringer.
Paid for by Shane Stringer for HD 102, Post Office Box 92, Citronelle, Alabama, 36522.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
Dr. David Northcutt, remember him? Convicted by the state of Alabama for fraudulent communications, has another secret he doesn't want you to know. Why has Northcutt poured more than $100,000 of his personal money into his campaign for Senate? For the last 6 years, David Northcutt has been in Montgomery lobbying to change the law so he can use lower paid, less trained employees to do medical procedures, allowing him to work less and make more money. The Alabama Dental Association and more than 1,000 dentists opposed Northcutt. Even Alabama's lawmakers wouldn't fall for Northcutt's trickery, and they rejected the changes. Now Northcutt wants you to elect him to the state Senate so he can change the law and make more money in his dental practice. Folks, Montgomery has enough ethically challenged people. We sure don't need to send him another.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And seeing some blue skies out there now, but, you know, it's morning time. We usually get our thunderstorms here in the afternoon. How are we looking for today?
Well, we've got some hot weather today. We got to 94 yesterday. Looks like we'll reach that or possibly exceed that this afternoon. So around 95 degrees, and with a heat index, it should be, I feel like, about 105. There's just a slight chance of a thunderstorm, but for the most part, we should have mostly sunny skies. Tonight, down to about 75 for the low under mostly clear skies. And then for the weekend, best day Saturday, mostly sunny. Slight chance of a thunderstorm, but hot again with temperatures up into the mid-90s and a heat index of near 105. On Sunday, we'll see a little better chance for some thunderstorms in the afternoon. That'll keep temperatures down just a little bit, high of about 92 degrees for Sunday. And then early next week, Monday, Tuesday, and even into Wednesday, We'll see an increase in thunderstorm activity in the afternoon and even some in the morning. A lot of moisture will be moving into our area, and also low pressure in the upper atmosphere. The combination of that will give us scattered to numerous thunderstorms. And the highs, even with all that activity, the highs will be around 90 to 92 degrees. So the weekend looks like a two-part weekend. Good chance for thunderstorms Sunday, but Saturday just hot and a slight chance of rain.
All right. Elsewhere in the tropics, what are you watching?
Well, we finally got rid of Chris. Chris is way up around Iceland now. That system has fallen apart. Beryl, which was a storm at one time, is now just a bunch of thunderstorms off the east coast of North Carolina. It could organize a little bit, but it's going to head out in the open waters of the North Atlantic. Gulf of Mexico is quiet. Caribbean is also quiet. In the Atlantic, we do have some thunderstorm activity way out in the eastern part of the tropical Atlantic. Nothing organized at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, with all that being said, it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. The weekend ahead lays somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, Saturday definitely is the better day as far as rain is concerned, but it is going to be hot. And then we have a decent chance for thunderstorm activity on Sunday. So put it all together, go with a 1.7820.
1.7820. That's pretty darn good for the stuff you had already laid out. Showers and hot temps, that's not bad.
Not bad. Saturday, again, the best day, and we'll have quite a bit of sunshine tomorrow.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast and weekend weather scale. That's good news, too. I mean, Saturday being the better day, you've got the big final weigh-in tomorrow evening for the Blue Marlin Grand Championship. Plus, we'll be fishing in the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament tomorrow as well. So that's going to be good. And the showers move in on Sunday and help me get the boat washed.
Yes, Mother Nature. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, looking for that shower. I appreciate the help. All right, 738 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check traffic coming up with Kane and headlines with Kelly. Plus, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, reminder, Attorney General Steve Marshall joins us right here on Mobile Mornings.
Mobile needs a tough conservative judge to keep our families safe. And the choice is clear. Conservative Harry Satterwhite has been a member of the Republican Executive Committee for almost two decades. He's a local ball coach and has been a conservative lawyer in Mobile for the last 25 years. Harry's opponent, Brandi Hambright, spent her career working for criminals. As a criminal defense lawyer and member of the Criminal Defense Bar for the last 18 years, Hambright has been working to put criminals back on the streets. Harry Satterwhite is not working for the criminals. In fact, Satterwhite has never made a living representing criminals. Harry Satterwhite is a pro-life, Second Amendment, tough on crime conservative. On July 17th, vote for the candidate who is not working for the criminals. Vote conservative, Harry Satterwhite, for circuit judge.
Paid for by Satterwhite for Judge, 1325 Dolphin Street, Mobile, 36604.
If you need an event catered, then you need to call our good friends at Goldfingers. They have a great variety, from your choice of fried or grilled chicken tenders, or buffalo wings stung in a variety of flavors. They even have the best chicken sliders and burgers. Now, match that up with sides of coleslaw, sweet potato fries, corn nuggets, Saratoga chips, and more, and you have an event that everyone enjoys. They also have fresh-made grilled chicken wraps, chicken sandwiches, nugget trays, and fresh garden salads, and they do it all with just one call. Plates, cups, ice, utensils, they bring it all, and it's always a big hit at our station meetings. Let them cater your next lunch. Go to trygoldfingers.com to download the app today. Goldfingers, it's not just good, it's golden. Ah.
Good morning for the Pinsons on Stowing Recovery. Traffic Center Azalea between Azalea Service Road and Crest Haven Road. They've got an accident without injury. Still there at Beauregard and Water Street. State troopers there at Wilmer Farmer Road off of Wilmer Georgetown Road where a car hit a pole. Not bad so far traveling downtown across the Bayway. Daphne, they're open Spanish Ford accident free. Bama Flooring on Highway 59 has moved to Robertsdale. Now offering so much more flooring options in those big box stores and a better pricing with quicker installation. Call 989-9911 and see them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 741 and 77 now at our studios. check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about inventory, and maybe some inventory.
We got bunches of it. You know, we had a big weekend last weekend, so we got a little low the first of the week, but we have stock back up, so we're ready to go. We're getting ready to put on the lot this morning.
You know, I dig here, too, is like the text this morning that I got from David that looking at a vehicle that is beyond in my wheelhouse with that Toyota Tacoma, y'all get the vehicles we want around here. I mean, that's a good thing.
Well, like I say, we have a lot of repeat customers, and we listen to them on what they want and what their friends want, so we try to buy what they want, not what we want, you know?
Yeah, well, and the nice thing, too, is once we find that vehicle that we want, y'all make financing pretty easy.
It's really easy. We do it right here on site. You know, we got multiple credit unions, finance companies, banks. We just got all different kind of lenders. We got pretty much something for everybody.
All right. Somebody going to stop by and check out the trucks, the cars, the SUVs, and everything else at LCM. How they find you?
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 7:42, time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean, and TGIF. And we want to remind everyone that today is Friday the 13th.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I was waiting for that the background music. Mm-hmm. So make sure you head to our website and let us know if you're superstitious. Dalton, you have posted the question.
Yes, because today is Friday the 13th, as Kelly just pointed out. We want to know if you are superstitious. There's three options. Either, of course, I'm superstitious. No way, I'm not superstitious. Or only sometimes.
We just want to hear from you. We care. That's what it's all about. Okay, so we have been talking about, and I bring that up because we're all about our website, our Facebook page, our social media, because we want to keep you in the know, especially when it comes to voting, especially if you're voting next week, especially if you're one of the 15 to 18% that Secretary of State John Merrill says he is predicting will turn out for next week, which, of course, is the runoff election on Tuesday, July the 17th. So state runoffs next week include races to decide the Republican nominees for Attorney General, Lieutenant General, and Agricultural Commissioner. Closer to home, of course, there are judicial races at the circuit court and district court levels. Everyone's vying for your vote. If you're not quite sure where to vote, be sure to hop online and go to vote411.org. You can find your polling place and maybe get some answers that you've been having to possible questions regarding this upcoming election. Again, Tuesday, July 17th, and you can also go to our FM Talk 106.5 Facebook page. We have posted a sample ballot for you to look at. Just go ahead and scroll down, enjoy that, and happy voting. News from our courts, 37-year-old Ronald Lee Guy Jr. has been sentenced to a maximum of 1 year in jail. He's been charged as criminally negligent in the homicide of a 4-year-old little boy. The little boy was hit by a motorcycle back in 2016. This information coming to us from the Mobile County District Attorney's Office. So a Mobile grand jury did indict Guy on a charge of manslaughter in May of 2017. He was taken into police custody a little bit later that same month. Police say it was Guy who was operating his motorcycle in a, quote, reckless manner on Alba Club Road when his motorcycle hit and killed 4-year-old Soterio Osborne. He's also from Mobile. That little guy was outside playing with his brothers and other children in the area. He was trying to cross the road when he was hit. As for Guy, back in 2014, he was arrested for reckless driving, carrying a pistol without a permit, and third-degree domestic violence. When it comes to being charged with criminally negligent homicide, that is a Class A misdemeanor, according to Alabama law. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The BP oil spill affected all of us, devastating the Gulf Coast, damaging our lives. But after we fought so hard to force BP to pay the bill for the damage they caused, some politicians tried to take the money for themselves. Politicians like Will Ainsworth. Ainsworth helped lead a group of North Alabama lawmakers to take money from the Gulf Coast and send it to North Alabama. Ainsworth told the media he voted along the lines of other North Alabama members to try to bring more of the money back home. He said, "I would rather that money have gone to North Alabama." Now, Will Ainsworth wants to be our lieutenant governor, the same man who tried to take money from the Gulf Coast when we needed it the most. The same Will Ainsworth who would have sold out Mobile and Baldwin counties if he could. We said no to Will Ainsworth once. On July 17th, tell Will Ainsworth no one more time.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the seven locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The federal government is now investigating a chemical leak that has plagued one Mobile County city for nearly a decade. Pritchard City Councilman Lorenzo Martin says soil contaminated with mercaptan was buried years ago, not cleaned up. At 10:30 this morning, the Department of Housing and Urban Development is expected to announce an investigation into the leak, looking into whether it's a violation of the Fair Housing Act. The body of a young mother missing since February is discovered in a cargo trailer in Pensacola. Cassandra Robinson was last seen leaving her daughter's birthday party. Her body was found near the intersection of 65th Avenue and Fairfield Drive. Police confirm they have a suspect in jail on unrelated charges. That suspect has not been identified. Mobile police confirmed 23-year-old Ronnie Anderson is charged in a shooting Wednesday night. Two people were wounded in that shooting on Thompson Drive. Anderson is facing two counts of assault and firing a gun into an occupied building or vehicle. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000-square-foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Good morning, 749 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Big news for fans of the Paul Feinbaum Show. It airs right here on FM Talk 106.5 at 2 o'clock every single weekday. USA Today Sports reported yesterday that Feinbaum is signing a new contract. He'll remain with ESPN and the SEC Network. His new deal is expected to be announced by ESPN today. At Wimbledon, Serena Williams defeated Germany's Julia Georges in straight sets 6-2 and 6-4 in the Wimbledon semifinals on Thursday. After winning, Serena spoke about being in the finals less than 1 year after giving birth.
Yeah, it was tough. And there was a time where I could barely walk to my mailbox. So I was saying that, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, she should be in the final, but for me, it's like it's such a pleasure and a joy because, you know, less than a year ago, I was going through so much stuff.
And for the second time in 3 years, Williams will face Angelique Kerber for the title. In yesterday's other semifinal match, the number 11 seed Kerber beat number 12 seed Jelena Ostapenko 6-3 and 6-3. Kerber lost to Williams in Wimbledon's 2016 final. They'll play tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for this year's title. The Mobile Bay Bears lost last night's series opener to the Jackson Generals 8-7. It was a back-and-forth game until Jackson got the winning run on a walk-off RBI single from the Generals' Jose Venecio. Tonight, the Bay Bears will look to get even in the second game of the away series. First pitch is scheduled for 6:05. 10 minutes till 8 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles, or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with just isolated thunderstorms. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot with isolated thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Are you concerned about the uncertainty of the stock market, but you don't want to tie your money up into a long-term investment? This is Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne, Alabama. We have a new product that is market-like returns without any risk at all and is liquid. Call me, Jim Bird of Safe Harbor Financial, Daphne, for a complimentary consultation or to attend one of our free seminars, 625-1226, 625-1226. We guarantee you won't run out of money before you run out of life.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department just working one accident now to Zellia Road and Cresthaven Road. Now, state troopers have had a few minor fender benders, but cleared up. Steady traffic from Dolphin Airport and Moffitt and 65 and along Highway 90 from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Already seeing some heavier pockets of traffic, but nothing out of the ordinary. Market in the Park is back again tomorrow morning from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop downtown to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kate with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
All right, 7:53 FM Talk 1065. Mobile mornings on this Friday. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Also heads up to program note coming up next hour. Attorney General Steve Marshall, running in the runoff on Tuesday, is going to join us. Lots to talk about with him, so stay close for that. And reminder, too, taking the show on the road again today, Dean McCrary Mazda will be there starting at noon for Midday Mobile, so come by and see us. Plus, going on, we mentioned earlier, Blue Marlin Grand Championship, and the first Marlin to be was weighed in a little bit, 55 minutes ago.
Yes, you got the scoop.
Yes. 112 inch.
Mm-hmm.
And
the first
weight,
of many.
Weight?
What?
507.
Ooh.
507. So 507 is top of the board, yeah, for sure.
Looking for a grander this year.
Yeah.
All right, I want to tell you this story real quickly. This is the type of story that really, it gives you the chills. I want you to remember this name, Baxter Duddy, okay? Baxter Duddy. When you watch this year's Blue Marlin Grand Championship, Bax, as his parents call him, his parents are Zach and Brooke, he has brain and spine cancer, okay? He's been fighting this since he was 4 years old. He is 7 years old. Three brain surgeries, one spine surgery to remove tumors. He has 80 radiation treatments. He takes chemo every month, okay? The family travels to Augusta for clinical visits, to have blood work done in South Baldwin every 2 weeks. They have MRIs every 2 months. So he lost his ability to swallow and spent 33 days in the hospital after his last surgery in March. But just 4 weeks ago, he was able to start taking little bitty bites, and now he's eating everything by mouth. Very okay. Special story. Here's how the Blue Marlin Grand Championship comes into play. Clate James, last year's winner, along with Patrick Ivey and other captains and crews and teams, have promised to donate 5% of their winnings this week to help cover his treatment for Bax.
Well done.
There's a GoFundMe account set up. The goal was $50,000. They're at $34,000 right now in less than 2 years. Look for Baxter Duddy's Medical Fund. I talked to his mom, and Clate James told me that when he wins, they're going to have Bax come inside the Blue Marlin Grand Championship
awesome.
Circle.
Awesome. We'll put that link up as well on our social media platforms. Good stuff. And Blue Marley Grand Championship, of course, you got weigh-ins going on today. And the big one on the TV with our own Kelly Finley tomorrow night. So check it out on my NBC
15.
I'll just call it WPMI. All right, let's check in with our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. And you have now added a new word to the lexicon here, garlicky.
Well, everybody's entitled to invent their own words, right?
That's right.
Who says that the dictionary, we have to go strictly by the dictionary? I call this my garlicky grilled orange chicken, okay? And I know that sounds kind of crazy, but I get these whole chickens, and I cut them in half, but you actually cut the back out of them, and they'll lay flat on the grill for you when you cut the back out. See, they won't be humped up on one side. Old Wayne used to think I was making fun of him when I'd call it spatchcock chicken.
Mm-hmm.
He thought I was talking about his gamecocks up there in Carolina somewhere. I said, man, I don't even know where Carolina is. So I don't know about that stuff. But anyhow, I cut it in half. I take the back out and I spatchcock a little bit. I then take my blender out and I put some orange juice and some onion. I chop it up pretty good. A bunch of garlic. That's what I call it.
Yeah, I have a little trouble hearing you, Alex. So.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Good.
All right. Well, anyhow, I get a whole bunch of garlic. I mean, that's why I call it garlicky grilled chicken. Like, I get a whole bunch of garlic. All right, then I get some thyme and some jarring and oregano and some bay leaves and salt and pepper and all that kind of stuff. And I put it in the blender and I puree it up and then I pour it over the whole chicken. I let it marinate for 4, 5, 6 hours, And then when I get ready, I go fire up the grill. And I take it out and I grill it and I use some of the juice I boil it just a little bit so I can marinate it with it. I won't get all the chicken bacteria out of it. But then, so you put on stove and boil it and use your marinade as a basting item. So anyhow, when it's all said and done, I call it my garlicky grilled orange chicken.
Sounds fantastic. Even better is having you cook that for us, Alex. So if we're going to get in touch with you, get a special event or just a kind of a Friday at the office planned, how do we do it?
Man, just call me, 473-3900. We do answer the phones, I promise you. And then you look me up on the web at namuscatering.com. And, man, we got a lot of stuff going on Facebook, so you can like me on Facebook and all that kind of good stuff. What else? I got Instagram. I got all kind of good stuff. But, just a phone call gets faster service, okay? 473-3900. People like to message me on Facebook and stuff. I look at Facebook once or twice a day, but, I might miss you for a few hours. But if you call me, I answer the phone within a second.
There you go. That's the fastest way through to Alec Naaman. As always, we appreciate it. What's Cooking with Alec Naaman right here on FM Talk 106.5. Attorney General Steve Marshall next.